Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Willow from Covington is. Willow, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Good morning, Willow and Steve. It's time for you to get out of here.
All right, bye-bye.
For those who are playing along at home, Willow will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
As I'll ever be.
What is the capital city of Washington?
It starts with an S.
You can pass.
Pass. The it's not coming to my head right now.
The first female United States senator was from what southern state?
Georgia.
Yes, Georgia. Who directed Singles?
Singles? Pass.
What do scatologists study?
What?
Scatologists. What do they study?
The study of crap?
Yes. In what decade was Starbucks founded?
I'm having an issue hearing you. What?
In what decade was Starbucks founded?
The 20th.
No.
The 21st.
No. Decade.
Decade, not century.
Oh, 19?
No. Well, Willow, you got 2 correct, and I'm sorry if you couldn't hear very well.
I think it's the phone. My phone volume won't go up all the way.
Okay, but do you have an Android or an iPhone? That's the most important question.
It's Android.
Oh, that's no! The problem. That's the problem. You need to get an iPhone.
My personal phone is an iPhone, but I'm working off my work phone.
You know what that means? You should probably just quit your job and get a job that gives you an iPhone.
All right, Steve is back. And are you ready, sir?
All right.
What is the capital city of Washington?
Capital city of Andover?
No.
Well, Washington, Olympia.
Yes. Wow. The first female United States senator was from what southern state?
No, Texas?
No.
Alabama?
No.
Arkansas?
No. Who directed Singles?
Cameron Crowe.
Yes, he did. What Great do movie. Scatologists Cameron. Study?
Excuse me?
Scatologists.
Dookie?
Yes. In what decade was Starbucks founded?
The 70s.
Correct. From what part of Zeus's body did Athena emerge?
His butt?
No.
I don't know. His ears?
No.
His mouth?
No. Which active volcano was located in Skamania County, Washington?
Everest?
No.
pass.
In what early 1800s year? No. Did Aaron Burr kill Alexander Hamilton?
What?
Early 1800s year.
1801.
No.
1800.
No.
1802.
No. Which Everborn artist sang Danger Zone and Footloose?
Kenny Loggins.
Correct. Nolan Bushnell was responsible for establishing Atari and what kid-themed restaurant?
Chuck E. Cheese.
That's correct. Steve, you got 6 correct, which is a victory. 6-2 on Seattle Rock Day.
Hell yeah.
Sorry, Willow.
No, it's fine. I expected to lose.
But that's the spirit. You're sampling the best. Better than all
the rest. Better than one of the two she knew, though, was that the first female U.S. senator was from Georgia. The part of Zeus's body that Athena emerged from was his head.
His head. Well, I said his mouth. That's I know.
Wildly specific. Which active volcano was located in Skamania County? That would be Mount St. Helens.
Oh, duh.
And the early 1800s year in which Aaron Burr killed Alexander Hamilton was 1804.
I would have made it there eventually.
Yeah, you were on the right.
I was on my way.
So we have a new feature on the Odyssey app where you can leave us a voice message. And it is very entertaining to listen to these. We have been getting some very interesting ones on there, Steve.
Got a couple that are in the spirit of Seattle Rock Day that are very, I mean, they're all about Seattle Rock Day. And speaking of which, real quick, I just want to let people know we're a little over $1,000 raised for Smash. And if anyone can donate, just go to KISW.com. Trying to raise as much money to help out the local musicians that can sometimes get hit with, you know, dental issues or insurance issues that they just don't, they're not able to afford. And Smash does that for them. So go to KSW.com. We're trying to raise $10,000. But yeah, today's voice messages are all about Seattle Rock Day.
We will slide into our VMs after Death Cab for Cutie.
The Daily Mix Show. Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs. Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
We would be absolutely tickled if you would leave us a voice message. You can download the Odyssey app, head over there, and make it so.
Tickled.
Tickled.
Some of the voice messages that have come in today, we have a lot of great voice messages, but I feel like today, since it's Seattle Rock Day, let's focus on, there's a couple of voice messages about Seattle Rock Day. One that wants to get our feedback, and it's a good question. So I'm curious to see what you guys have to say about this one.
Okay.
But are you ready for the first voice message about Seattle Rock Day?
Let's hear it.
Through our Odyssey app. Why isn't that playing?
I don't know.
And a fun story I'd share with you guys.
What is happening?
It's taller.
Where did it go? That is so weird.
We can transcribe it.
I can't play it off the computer?
I guess not.
Was it because we messed with the computers earlier?
Maybe.
Oh, no.
And a fun story I'd share with
you guys. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my Lord.
How do we fix this, guys?
Help.
We need somebody help.
Not just anybody.
Help.
No one needs someone.
Do I? If I unplug something underneath the computer, will it then start playing again?
Oh man! Everybody, just hold on to your horses.
You know what? That's the epitome of Seattle. Everything, like even like what Matt Vaughn earlier from Easy Street Records said, what makes Seattle special is that Seattle is not perfect.
Yeah.
Just like our show. It is so far from perfect.
It may be like a booming city for tech, but maybe not so much in the studio right now.
I mean, you would think that by plugging something into a USB wouldn't change everything here, but for some reason it did. So now I have Danny underneath me, which is an HR issue.
It is an HR
right.
issue. I'm going to start filming this.
All right, should we try it?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, dang it.
How does that get messed up?
Well, it is Seattle Rock Day, so while we're trying to sort this out, just make sure that you go and check out KISW.com for all the information that we have there about SMASH, which stands for Seattle Musicians Access to Sustainable Healthcare.
And we're a little bit over, I think we're getting closer and closer to $2,000 right now, but we're getting right now just a little bit over $1,000. Our goal today is $10,000 from our show to Ryan Castle, also the men's room and Jolene at night. So if you could donate any amount, it could be a couple of dollars, it could be $1,000. Whatever you got. Maybe you can give us an extra couple of hours so we can get computers that actually work in the studio, too. I mean, you know, Smash maybe can help us with that.
Maybe they can. Some of the things I love that Smash does, they will fit musicians with proper ear protection so that when they're out there jamming on stage, they're not completely destroying their ability to hear, which I think is so awesome.
Let's check and see if we can hear this. Fan-freaking-tastic.
Well,
one of the questions that's... Oh, I can't play the songs off of here. Let's see. Can I even play it from here? Oh, yeah. All right, so I can play it from that. I just can't play it from them. This is so bad. So freaking bad.
It's great. This is the livest we've ever lived before.
I know. Well, because somebody was asking, hey, if you could pick one song to that would like epitomize Seattle, what song would it be?
Ooh.
And so, I mean, for you, Taryn Daly, what song would you say would be like the quintessential song that represents Seattle, Washington?
So the reason that I would pick this song is not necessarily because it like says anything about Seattle or was written for Seattle, but just the sound and the feel. It would be Slaves and Bulldozers from Soundgarden. And it's because it's just sludgy. It's got a darkness to it. It's dirty.
Man. When I hear this song, I just think about just like this whole record from beginning to end. But Chris Cornell's voice is just on another level. But the guitar work by Kim Thayil.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, he's putting on a clinic. Like, he's doing some weird S. And I freaking love this record.
That's one of the reasons why I picked this song, though, is just because I feel like every element involved in this song is so uniquely Seattle and just represents the music of that era of grunge.
That was a great pick.
What do you pick?
Oh, man. I've been going back and forth on it. I'm trying to figure out which one I would go with, and I think I have to pick this one.
Here's a gory kind of story about the obese freak with a 40-inch waist and a 10-inch beak. Overweight and out of shape with a triple chin. Her brassiere strike fear in the hearts of men. The girl's a Bramalow.
I mean, come on.
She's a Bramalow.
No, for real, though, I the one that I would go with would have to be this bad boy. Just musically, I mean, this is grunge.
Yeah.
Sludgy, but lyrically, this is the darkest freaking song I think I've ever heard. I mean, Layne Staley talking about his drug addiction freely, and then there's that one line where it's just like, it's almost like, well, he is. He's romanticizing about doing drugs, and you're just like, what the hell?
Of course, all of this is in celebration of the most special day of the year, Seattle Rock Day. And you can make a donation to support Smash today at KISW.com. Obviously, another very important band for our area, Pearl Jam.
Hell yeah.
Dave Cruzan was the original drummer for Pearl Jam. He is the drummer that played on their epic record 10. And he's going to be joining
also
us.
Also the drummer, if you have the single soundtrack, State of Love and Trust and Breath as well. Those are songs that he played drums on.
And he's up early joining us for Seattle Rock Day. We are going to chat with Dave at 7:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rockaholics, if you are just joining us, we are celebrating Seattle Rock Day all day long. And Steve Miggs, so far, it has been a magical day.
It's always my favorite day of the year, just enjoying some of the great sounds of the Pacific Northwest.
And right now, we're super excited to have Dave Cruzan joining the show, Pearl Jam's original drummer. Dave, good morning, and thank you so much for celebrating Seattle Rock Day with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Dave, I, full disclosure, I'm a drummer. You're one of my all-time favorite drummers, so this is an absolute honor getting to have you on the show with us.
Thank you.
So, Dave, let's take it back.
So,
to
no
when,
pressure. Yeah. No pressure. Don't let me down.
Wow.
So,
let's take a step back in time for a minute. You're in your early 20s, and you get the call at the time it was Mookie Blaylock, and they're looking for a drummer. What is going through your mind when you're realizing that you're right in the middle of all of this music that is currently changing in Seattle?
Blown away, really. You know, I was a huge Mother Love Bone fan, and I was at QFC in Capitol Hill, and I picked up the Rolling Stone, and I saw a picture, and Greg Gilmore wasn't in it, and I was like, man, I want to jam with those guys. And a friend of mine I grew up with, played music with, Tao Getling, gave me a call, and he's like, hey, because I'd seen them play with Mother Love Bone, and he's like, hey, I was talking to Jeff Ament. He said they're looking for a drummer and his number's in the phone book and, you know, give him a call. And I did. And Jeff was like, yeah, bring your drums down and we'll jam and see how it goes.
Do you remember, was it whatever you were jamming on? Was it one of the songs that ended up on 10 or do you remember?
Yeah, the first song was Breath and a Scream, I think. And well, first they gave me a cassette. I think I picked that up first and then brought my drums down there. So I gave it a listen. Yeah, I think it was Breath and a Scream and Just a Girl we jammed on. I think Alive we jammed out a little bit.
Did you get the feeling at that moment that this is something special? I'm really happy that I'm getting to jam on these songs.
Yes, I did, actually. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was a big fan of those guys, of course, so I was excited to play with them. But as soon as we started playing, I was like, wow. So I'd played with a lot of talented people. Yeah, I was blown away from the get-go.
And we talk with Dave Cruz, an original drummer for Pearl Jam. In addition to Pearl Jam, played with Candlebox as well. One of my favorite projects that you were a part of was Unified Theory, that debut record. I love the drumming on that. I mean, you've been a part of some just incredible records over the years.
Appreciate that. Yeah, I've been really fortunate to get to play with some really talented people.
And looking back on some of those early days, are there any specific venues or specific shows that just are burned into your brain as being like a moment where you realize like, oh, everything is shifting right now. Like something magical and alive is happening in the city and with this band.
I mean, the first time we played, I kind of felt that. It was kind of like from the first song, we were at the off ramp and they didn't tell anybody and we were just going to go down there. And we were just working on songs and it's like, we're going to go play the off ramp. Oh my God. It was kind of unannounced. We just went down there to play. And I think from the moment it started to the end, it really, like you can tell, like we were getting more into it and it just kind of was like buzzing by the end. Like, wow, that was really cool. And then, yeah, we played some club shows and that were just kind of bananas, just off the hook, crazy fun. And you could feel, I mean, it was like, you know, a packed room, everybody going on. It was so fun.
When you look back on it, we're celebrating the Seattle scene and Seattle music and all that. When you think about the Seattle music scene, what's like the first thing that you think of besides playing in Pearl Jam, but just like being a part of like this, it felt like a very collaborative scene of musicians.
Yeah, it definitely did. I remember going to see bands play at the Central and the Vogue, you know, and I saw Nirvana at the Vogue. They came out and played, this is before Dave was in the band, they came out and played two songs, I think, and Kurt broke a string. And then he was trying to restring his guitar, and I think he just gave up on it. But I was standing right there, that was pretty crazy. And then that was it.
Well, Dave, people can follow you on Instagram. Your handle is at Dave Cruzen. Cruzen is K-R-U-S-E-N. And as we know, you have a brand new song out right now called Manifest Love. If you don't mind, we'd like to check it out. Pearl Jam's original drummer with new music.
And before we play, can you give us a little backstory? Because this is all you. Vocals, guitar, bass, drums?
Yeah, you know, I've always had a little bit of recording gear and I thought, I've always just kind of messed around with it just for fun. I brought a little setup out to my dining room and I was watching. The TV was just on. I wasn't like watching Daniel Boone, but I looked over and it was on and that kind of inspired the lyrics. That's so awesome. I just singing into a mic. I don't know. I just having fun, really, seriously. Oh, yeah. Just like do something by myself as a little snapshot. I thought it's just fun.
Well, let's check it out right now on The Rock.
Awesome.
Rockaholics, if you're just joining us, it's Seattle Rock Day, and we have been chatting with Dave Cruzen, the original drummer for Pearl Jam. And during the break, we were chatting with him for a couple minutes, and he mentioned KISW. So, Dave, can you chat with us a little bit more about the KISW connection?
Thank you. This is friggin' amazing.
Yay!
Seriously. KISW, too. Oh, my God. I got, it was like my station. Back in the day, when we were working, I think we were on the second round of demos. And we had done a live, that's from a demo. And Damon was, his show was on and I'm driving to the studio and I get to right before I'm going to pull off at Montlake Terrace. And it's like, and Zeppelin's on some, you know, classic Zeppelin tune. As I take that exit, they start talking about us and that we're in the studio. And here's a little sample, this is a song called Alive. And I pulled right into, it was like a McDonald's or whatever. Right before the studio right there. And I just sat there like, oh my God, just to hear like, you know, Zeppelin. And then a live play, and I listened all the way through the end, and then they made some comments, and I got, you know, went two driveways down and went in the studio, and it was just like, wow.
Were you like, hey guys, our song was just on the radio?
Yeah, I did. And they're like, oh yeah, they're gonna play it. And that was so funny, because back then nobody would tell me anything. Which, I mean, I get it, but it's like there was so much going on that if I had known, I'd probably been freaked out. But it's like when we played at the off ramp and singles, they go, hey, we're going to take some photos with Matt Damon after the gig. He's here. I think everybody from the movie was there pretty much. And it was like, oh my God, that's great. And I hadn't seen my friends from down at Gig Harbor now. And, you know, like I hadn't seen a bunch of my friends in a long time, and they came to the show. So I'm partying it up. You know, who I don't know where, you know, just kind of took off here. And Mike did the same thing. And the next day they're like, yeah, too bad you guys didn't stick around. You're not going to be in the band in the movie now. It's like, why didn't you tell us that?
That's how it works.
When I was a kid growing up, I was like, why aren't the rest of the band in it? That's why?
Yeah, that was, and, you know, it was kind of like that the whole time. Like, what? They're like, yeah, you know. They're so casual about it. Yeah, you know. And then they had that picture, which is on, you know, the Citizen Dick. There's a shirt,
yeah,
or whatever. So they're in the band. And then Eddie's like, can I borrow your drums? I'm the drummer in the band in the movie. I'm like, yeah.
Hey, we're chatting with Dave Cruz and Pearl Jam's original drummer. Dave, I do want to ask, like, so you're no longer in Pearl Jam. Many years have gone by. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame happens. You get to play with them. That was such a great moment for all of us Pearl Jam fans to get to see you behind the kit again. And then you did some shows with them as well. I would love to go back in time for a second. Just like, what was that experience like for you to get back behind the kit and have those four guys in front of you again?
Really magical. That's all I can say. Like, as soon as we got together, we did a couple of run-throughs before the Hall of Fame at their warehouse. And it's like a supercharged feeling. They're so good, and it's so easy to play with them. You can literally just kind of hop on board and it's going, you know what I mean? I'm seriously, not to overstate that at all. And then we ran Alive down, and I'd been playing it in Candlebox as well. Kevin's like, let's do Alive. And we were doing a bunch of shows. I mean, we toured a ton. So we played it quite a few times. So I had a little practice with it. Yeah, so we ran that, and it went really well, sounded great. It felt great. And then they're like, let's play State of Love and Trust. And I hadn't played that with them since Rock Candy, the last time I played with them.
Wow.
And we had just, that song kind of really came about in the studio out of a jam. We had gone to see Neil Young like the night before, I think. And so that was kind of inspired from Neil. And so, yeah, we jammed that in their space. And that was like, oh my God. Cause just, you know, being that long since I played that song, was the last time with them at Rock Candy. So obviously they've been playing it, but yeah, it was this, wow, what a rush. Pretty amazing.
Well, it's been a pleasure getting to chat and just hear these stories, Dave. One thing I was hoping before we go, looking back at your time being, you know, the original drummer of Pearl Jam, you played on 10, all the recordings. What's the one song of all the recordings that you did with them that stands out as being, for whatever reason, have a special meaning to you or special memory? I'd just love to hear that.
I really think Black is something that, yeah, it really gives me goosebumps. You know what I mean? The way that builds and just the feel, like everything is, I don't know. And then the way his vocals stand out, that's one of Stone's songs. And it's just, I don't know, it gives me chills. It freaks me out. It's so good. And it really came about, I think, pretty easy in the studio.
It's funny you mentioned, I recently watched Rick Beato is one of my favorite YouTube interviewers, and I know he recently he's done like What Makes This Song Great, and he did one on Pearl Jam's Black, and also on I think it was on Garden and a couple other ones, and always makes it a point to point out just how incredible the drumming is. And I'm like, damn straight, Rick Beato, I'm glad that you're recognizing, because the drums just add so much soul and life to those songs.
Thank you. Yeah, I was pretty blown away. I think somebody tagged me in that or told me about it, and I couldn't believe that. That was like a week of just like, you know, am I still asleep? Like, wake up. That was a cool dream.
This was fantastic. Thank you for doing this with us.
Thank you. I mean, this is huge. Huge for me. Plus, it's just like, I'm a fan of yours, too. So this is really cool. Seriously. It's my pleasure. Thanks, guys.
If people want to check you out on Instagram, it's at Dave Krusen, K-R-U-S-E-N, or visit DaveKrusen.com and get all caught up on Manifest Love and more.
Oh, thank you.
I'll this is awesome. Later. Take care, yes.
Thanks Dave.
Again, man. Really appreciate it.
See you guys.
And now it's time to find another worthy component for you, Steve Miggs.
Oh, component. Is that what we're calling our listeners?
Opponent.
Okay. Oh, are you trying to say competitor and opponent? Competitor and opponent. I respect that.
You know what? We just kind of recreated that word for us.
Calling all components.
Calling all components for the game Beat Miggs. And yesterday we gave out a cheat sheet during the men's room at 5:40. Three of the correct answers for the next game, which could be a difference maker. Your record is 105 wins, 45 losses, and 24 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Miggs at 7:50. The Daily Miggs.